good morning and welcome. You're dialed in. That's right. You're connected to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so, where we get together and entertain God's presence and go into His presence on this Monday, July the 14th, 2004. Our theme today is Christ, our great high priest. Well, once again, welcome to this prayer cast, and I trust that you had a wonderful weekend of worship and a time of being with the people of God once again, gathered in the assembly to worship, to praise Him, and to hear what He has to say to our hearts for this season, for this week, if you will. And I know in our circle, now our ministry, our assembly, the Lord sought to encourage our hearts that He has overcome the world. And that means we are overcomers because He lives and dwells within us, and He has given us the power and authority to follow in His footsteps. So, we thank Him for the privilege of following Him in the victory that He has given to us. We also heard that we are to go forth, but in focus, not out of focus, not paying attention to the troubles that come and having them disengage us, disengage our attention from Him who is the overcomer. Today our focus is Christ, our high priest, and when we realize not only has He overcome, but He is praying for you and for me. That's significant. That's most encouraging. Now, we're gathered here for prayer, but imagine He's praying for us. That means He gets His prayers answered, doesn't He? So, we are encouraged today. Welcome to all of you, and I trust that you have a prayer request, something that the Lord has laid on your heart to bring to us, to bring to this table, so to speak, so that heaven will listen and hear and understand its success, that it has given to you revelation and understanding, a heart of flesh, one that feels, loves, cares, full of compassion, like our Savior. And also that you may have a praise report of what God is doing. I would like to begin our session by going before the throne of grace, where we can receive mercy, where we can be comforted, whatever our situation is at this moment. We can fill up on the water that flows from His throne that makes glad the city of God. So if you're lacking joy right now, we're not talking about happiness. We're talking about joy. Joy is something that's given to us. It's a fruit of the Spirit of God. And it's resident permanently in us, no matter what happens externally. We may discover that the dog ran away or the cat died or something, but it won't rob you of your joy. Father, we come before You because You are our keeper. We come in thanking you for keeping us, for watching over us, protecting us from the snare of the thief who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your eyes go to and fro in the earth, and you're continually mindful of us. You keep your eyes upon us. How else can we make it? How else can we survive in the earth except that you protect us from dangers seen and those that are not seen, so that we are able to live for you and go about the business that you've assigned to us in the earth. We thank you for keeping us so focused that we are able to continue to see your footsteps, see your movements, and hear your word. So we thank you on this day for that privilege. We also welcome your forgiveness and your cleansing. We care not to have our righteousness obscured or stained or prevented. So we ask you today to forgive us as you promised for our sins, even as we admit that we failed. Not because you weren't there for us, but because we are still learning. We are still those that are running after you. And sometimes we trip and fall. And we ask that you would apply the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, that precious agent through which we can receive forgiveness. And to cleanse us, we ask that you would do so from all unrighteousness. Even as we present ourselves today, we want to lift clean hands before you. In the name of Jesus, we pray on this Monday morning. Amen and amen. Welcome to all of you, and I just thank you for meeting us at this point, the point of prayer, on this Monday morning, July the 14th. What I ask a favor of you, if you are, and some of you may be preparing to go to your place of employment or to just getting up for your day, and we're privileged that you're on with us, and we would ask if you're trying to manipulate and do things at the same time while you're on us, you may want to put your phone on mute. Reason is because our prayer casts are being recorded, and the reason it's being recorded is so that it's archived, it's stored, and it's stored in such a way that anyone at any time can access the prayer cast, and people are doing so all over the earth. And I've tried in the past to make a distinction between a prayer line and a prayer cast. A prayer cast is more than simply a prayer line. A prayer cast is a broadcast on the internet, and that this is what we're doing. And there are people that are in other time zones, and some of whom, you know, if they're down under, they may be just going to bed while we are just getting up. if they're somewhere in the Middle East, they're maybe midday or early afternoon, and they're at work. They may have to wait until they get home, unless they have access to a computer while at work, you know, to hear a prayer cast and to be blessed by it. So with that understanding, I'm sure you would want our recordings to be pristine, clean, and clear, so that people that are being served around the earth can have a clear time with this prayer cast, and I'm sure you can understand that. So that is why I appeal for silence and no disruptive noises or anything like that. Just simply put your phone on mute. If you have to do something, you may be trying to get dressed, wash up, prepare a breakfast, and all of those things. And that's in order, and that's fine. But just be mindful, if you will, that there are others that are being blessed. They don't have the privilege, if they're not in our zone immediately, as you and I are, to call in. But they log in on their smartphones or their desktop computers or laptops or tablets. That's the kind of world we live in presently. Praise God. Thank you for understanding. Well, today our theme is Christ our Great High Priest. And I just want to quickly point us to a portion of Scripture that I've always found amazing, that we can actually eavesdrop on Jesus' personal and private prayer. And one of them is recorded in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, John 17. And that chapter is filled with goodies, if you will. Just want to set the stage for it by reading verse 1. And I would say the first three verses. It says, when Jesus had spoken these things, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify and exalt and honor and magnify your Son, so that your Son may glorify and extol and honor and magnify you. Just as you have granted him power and authority over all flesh, all humankind, now glorify him, so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, recognize, to become acquainted with, and understand you, the only true God. The only true and real God. And likewise, to know him, Jesus, as the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, whom you have sent. I have glorified you down here on the earth by completing the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me along with yourself and restore me to such majesty and honor in your presence as I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name. I have revealed your very self, your real self, to the people whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed and kept your word. Now, Now pay attention to that sixth verse and think of Psalm 2, where the Father said to the Son, ask of me and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. Now here you hear Jesus saying, I have manifested your name. I have revealed yourself to the people you have given me out of the world. Do you see the connect? Okay, let's finish up this passage by going to verse 13. And now I'm coming to you. I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that my joy may be full and complete and perfect and perfect in them, that they may experience my delight fulfilled in them, that my enjoyment may be perfected in their souls, that they may have my gladness with them, filling their hearts. I have given and delivered to them your word, the message, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, do not belong to the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you will take them out of the world, but that you will keep and protect them from the evil one. A fascinating passage that you may want to go back and read from the beginning to the end. And we're speaking of John chapter 17, beginning with verse 1. This is a recorded prayer by the Apostle John of Jesus' praying. Now, this is the Lord's Prayer, not the one, the other one, the Our Father. That's the disciples' prayer. He was teaching them. But this is his prayer. And you notice that he is a high priest. He's advocating to the Father for you and for me. Isn't that awesome? That is totally awesome. And it's something that whenever you read it, it has the same effect every time. It's fascinating to know that Jesus has prayed and is praying, because elsewhere it's recorded he's a great high priest. And a high priest represents God to the people and the people to God. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, your line is open, and if you would like to share a praise report or a prayer request, now is a good time to do that. There's no time like the right time, and now is the right time. So you can speak up. Your mic is on. You can be heard loud and clear. And we thank God for the clarity of the sound and technology today that it's on. It really is. It's crystal clear. So we thank God. My praise report, did I hear a voice? Hallelujah. If in fact that you're wanting to speak, now is a good time. Okay, my praise report that I bring to the table today is that we saw yesterday someone that we've been praying for over time, for quite some time now. And her name is Tammy Khalil. And she is growing in grace and in strength in Christ. And those who have seen her at the very beginning when we first met her would be able to clearly see the work of God in her heart and what shows up in her countenance. God is really working inside of her and cleaning her up. And she is just blooming, and she now carries a glow. Much in contrast to when I first met her. And so we've been praying, and I wanted you to know that God is blessing Tammy tremendously. And she's in a program, and she's about to conclude that program. And she is free from the addiction that pursued her for so long. And I'm seeing a mighty woman of God in the name of Jesus. So that's a good report. Tammy is doing wonderfully. There's someone else that is, and we prayed for him on Friday, and his name is Guy Roxbury, and he was pursuing detoxification from alcohol. And so he went into the hospital or the facility that assists people who are seeking that kind of relief and deliverance. And so we thank God for working in Guy's life. Now I'd like to move to the prayer requests. We have a prayer request.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Sounds like Christine. How are you on this Monday?
Good morning. I am blessed. I receive. I would like us to lift up Sister Valerie Payne in prayer. I spoke to her on yesterday, and she lose her uncle died yesterday morning, and she's having problem with her knees. Her knees are swollen, and that is like prevented her from walking without falling. So that's the reason why she wasn't in service yesterday morning. So I would like us to lift up Sister Valerie in prayer. I also have a prayer request for a co-worker who would be burying her mom this morning. Her name is Shakira Snell. Her mother passed away on Monday, and this morning is the funeral. I'd like to keep the Snell family in prayer.
Okay. Let's do that. And we also will pray for Valerie.
But, yes, Valerie.
Okay. Father, we lift up the Snell family that are saying goodbye and farewell to their loved one on this Monday. Father, we can only imagine the grief, the sadness of the separation and the parting that has occurred. But Father, you rule over the earth, and you know all things. You know the beginning from the end. And Father, we may not understand, and we may have questions of why things happen. So we thank you today that we can call on you on behalf. We can stand in the gap for the Snell family, particularly for Shakita, that even as she feels the pain of grief, that she will put her trust completely in you. We pray this for the entire Snell family, that they will look to you, some maybe for the first time, but they will not be disappointed, that your Holy Spirit will move upon their hearts, even as they listen to the eulogy over their mother today, that for the first time the Word of God as preached by the person of God would come through, would penetrate, leaving them changed and resolved permanently for all eternity. Strengthen them today. Comfort them today. Cause them to sense your presence like never before, your compassion and your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray for them. Bless the Snell family. And Father, we pray for Valerie Burney that you would also strengthen her. She is experiencing the grief of a relative passing on. You would strengthen her in her spirit. Help her to focus on the joy that you've given. And Father, we pray for her healing, her deliverance, so that she's able to walk again in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So that her body fails not as she tries to stand and walk successfully. We speak to every cell, every tissue, every organ in her body. We speak healing and life.
That's abundantly.
We command every muscle, every bodily function to normalize and to function perfectly according to your design. Wherever these ailments came from, in the name of Jesus, we send it back to the pit of hell from where it comes. In the name of Jesus, leaving Valerie free and healed, delivered, restored. In the name of Jesus, for His glory and His glory alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And amen. While we're praying for healing and deliverance, I'd like to pray for some friends of ours that are in North Carolina. And in particular, Joe Corrales. And Joe has been experiencing some health challenges. And has requested prayer. And so we're going to do just that right now. We know that prayer can cross the miles easily, no matter the distance. Amen. Father, we lift up Joe right now, that you, first of all, Lord, that you would strengthen his inner man, strengthen his spirit, so that there is this resolve to continue to live and to live for you. Continue to be the blessing that you made him to be to so many people. And Father, now in his time of need, we ask that you would touch his body right now. You know all things about him. We ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that he would be healed, delivered, strengthened, made whole right now, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. That he would experience the newness of life and health in Christ, in the name of Jesus. Bless him. Strengthen his wife and allay her concerns. Encourage her heart today that you are in charge. And we speak over the rest of the family as well, that all will be at peace, knowing that you're in the midst, thank you right now for the deliverance, for the healing. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To your name, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are hidden. Hallelujah. In Christ. Hallelujah. I would like to pray for you today. Well, pray for us. We are at the head of the week. Today is Monday, of course. And we want to, because Christ is our high priest, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. The right hand is a place of privilege and position.
Yeah.
And so he's therefore privileged and positioned, strategically sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he's there in the capacity, not simply as son, but he's also our high priest. He is there making petitions and intercessions for us. Take courage in that today. So we will proclaim today in Christ that we are called in Christ according to Romans chapter 1 and verse 6. We have redemption in Christ because the Word of God says it in Romans 3 and 24. We reign in life by Christ Jesus because Romans 6 and 11 says so. We have eternal life through Christ because it's recorded in Romans 6 and verse 23. So we are joint heirs with Christ according to Romans 8 and verse 17. We are sanctified in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Our body is a member of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 6 and 15. And because of that, we have victory through Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Therefore, you and I triumph in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 2:14. We are new creatures in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We have liberty in Christ and am crucified with Christ. We therefore have put on Christ, and we are heirs of God through Christ, and we have been blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. And we have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. And we therefore have obtained an inheritance in Christ, because we've been quickened with Christ, and we are sitting in heavenly places in Christ, because we've been created in Christ onto good works. We therefore have boldness and access in Christ, and we therefore rejoice in Christ on this day, even as we press forward toward the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ, so that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All our needs are met through Christ, and it's Christ in us that is the hope of glory. We are therefore complete in Christ. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We have the victory. Do you? Yes, you do. Hallelujah. You have the victory today. Don't let today intimidate you.
Hallelujah.
You have the victory. You're not going to have the victory. You do have it.
It's not the victory. Jesus.
Have is present tense and continuing.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you'll face challenges today, but you have the victory.
Thank you.
Just like
thank
David
you,
did.
Lord.
No matter the size of the challenge, we have the victory. Okay, time is moving on, and I do want to have us keep a word in praying for the people that are of the Muslim faith who are celebrating Ramadan all of this month, and that season of their celebration, their praying and fasting, and their intent is to draw closer to God. There couldn't be a more opportune time for us to pray for Muslims than this season right now. And this season ends on July 27th. It began on June 28th. And it's round about the 16th day or something of that. I've lost count. But they are seeking God. That's what they are doing. That's what Ramadan is about. So we're praying along with our Muslim neighbors, our Muslim friends. We're praying with them that their desire would be met to find the Lord in deeper, newer, and more powerful ways. So today, the nation that we've selected to direct our intercession over, it's a nation in Western North Africa, and it's called Mauritania. You may not have heard of it before, but it's there. Go to your map, and you'll see up in the northern western section of the continent of Africa. And Africa's a continent, not a country. Mauritania is a country in or on the continent of Africa. And Mauritania is Islamic. It's officially the Islamic Republic of Mauritania, and it's Islamic. Its president is Mohammed Ould Abdel Aziz, and the official language is Arabic. That's the language nation of Mauritania. And that nation belongs to the Lord. Yes, because he laid down his life and the Father promised that the nations of the earth would be his. And so, without reservation, we know that Mauritania belongs to the Lord. It's up there in the Western Sahara, next to Mali and Burkina Faso and Algeria and Morocco. It's up in that corner of Africa, fully Muslim, 100% Muslim. Zero Christians, 100%. What does God feel about Mauritania and the people there? Love, that's what he feels. That's what he feels. So let us pray for them right now. Father, we pray that even on this Monday, your light through your Son, Jesus Christ, will penetrate into this nation. But somehow, some way, today would be a day of salvation for those that are seeking you and calling upon you, that they will hear your voice powerfully, so that it will kindle a revival, a new sound, a new worship in that region of the world. In the name of Jesus, bless that nation with discovery today, discovery of the good news of the gospel, that the Holy Spirit would move mightily in the nation of Mauritania. We pray that the president of that nation would discover you in a special way on this day. Will discover you like never before. Would move from religion to true, authentic worship. And Father, you prayed for these people to come to you. You've asked. We pray that they will hear on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Light for the lost. Good news for those that are in despair. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We want to conclude today with praying for Israel. As you know, Israel now is engaged in a full-blown conflict with the Palestinians. And so the children are faring the worst as the nation of Israel engages their adversaries, the Palestinians, out there in the Middle East. And that is going on now as we speak. Rockets, bombs, gunfire all around. Imagine what it's like for the children, scared out of their wits, don't know what's going on. Don't know why adults can't get along. But yet, they're supposed to be our guides as children. Let us pray for Israel. We want to pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, would intervene in the current situation in Israel, such that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him. Turn the hearts of the people of Israel to trust in the name of the Lord for deliverance, not in the chariots and horses of their military might, but in you for deliverance.
Yes.
We pray that the Palestinian Arabs will come to faith in Christ and embrace God's end time purpose for Israel. We pray today that, Lord, that you would send forth laborers to bring in the appointed harvest from the whole entire Middle East. There's an appointed harvest of Jew and Gentile, Palestinian, Arab. There is an appointed harvest. And we proclaim, even in the heat of war, that this harvest begins full force to occur, even as the bombs and rockets go off. Father, we pray that somehow the lives that should be preserved are preserved on this day. And there's some child hiding, scared out of his or her mind because of the explosions that are frightening. And they're hiding and they're wondering, they're sad and fearful. We pray right now that your angel of war will appear to protect them in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Be sure and to keep them, even as the military maneuvers go forth. Bless the children on this day on both sides who are innocent, don't understand, but nevertheless are fearful. Comfort them by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay. It's that time. We're in overtime. And we thank God for this season of prayer. We pray that you would walk in victory on this day, because it's a day to be victorious. Let's give a benediction. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. I look forward to being with you again on tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock sharp for Global Time with Jesus Christ. Walk in victory today.
Happy, blessed, victorious day, everyone. God bless.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Diane, have a blessed day.
Yes. Diane, I will call you.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you.
I usually...